Now, moving back to our endless list of very interesting, strange news stories, a tree has gone missing, and it's concerning me. A tree has gone missing. It's gone missing in America, this tree, and it's specifically in the garden of the White House. A tree has gone missing there, which seems strange because it must be one of the most secure places in the world. But a tree has gone missing, and it was ceremonially planted by French President Macron and US President Donald Trump. I think it was last week they did that. And press had noticed the disappearance, and they've written very long and interesting articles about it, wondering where it is. And White House staff have actually explained where the tree is. I mean, but before I kind of say, would you have any idea where a tree would have gone?
Maybe Donald Trump thought it would look nice in his garden. Mind you, that is his garden, isn't it?
Is it? I guess it is.
Yeah.
Or would he have put it on one of his golf courses or something?
Well,
it's an interesting question. But like the White House staff, they've come back with a response. They've explained where this tree has gone, and it has been dug up to be put in quarantine because they didn't want to spread pesticides, which seems like something they should have done beforehand, surely.
Yeah, it doesn't quite add up again, does it?
I mean, I'm just bringing up all sorts of things that don't quite add up today. And this is just a prime example of something that just kind of makes you go, really? Really? Because this tree, it's kind of like, it's going to be, like, lots of planning will have gone into this meeting. It's a meeting of two world, like country leaders. And it's kind of, they had big kind of press talks, big discussions about all sorts of important issues. And then they plant this tree to, like, say, I was here or something like that. It's kind of like writing your name in the inside of a toilet. And then they decide, and then, like, they have to dig it up and quarantine it.
You've reminded me of something, actually. Do you remember at Christmas, I don't know if this still happens, Norway used to give a Christmas tree, didn't they, to the UK as a present?
Oh, I didn't know they did that, no.
Now, whether or not that tree was quarantined, I don't know.
That's an interesting question, because, like, because there was the tiger that was going to the zoo, I think, on the island. There was a tiger going to the zoo on the island, and Andrew Turner famously asked the Prime Minister at the time if he could help break through the red tape.
That's
on that.
Right.
And that, I guess that's also to do with quarantine and stuff like that. And, like, because you can take your pet abroad now, can't you? Because there are, like, pet holidays. Because you can go on, like, say, like, the kind of like the ferries going from Portsmouth to France and Spain, and they've got like a kennel on board.
But okay.
Don't you need to quarantine your pet?
Oh, I don't know. I know you used to, but I don't know what the current state of affairs is on taking pets abroad. Quarantine, I know you can't take them on planes.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, quarantine does sound like a really, really like a sci-fi word. Yes, I'm going into quarantine. I may be some time. I mean, it I don't know where I was going with that, but it just...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it kind of... It sounds like
old-fashioned,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Wow. It sounds old-fashioned, but also futuristic at the same time.
Yes.
Because it's kind of like space race,
yeah.
But also futuristic, because we're not in space at the moment, really, apart from Elon Musk firing his car into space recently. But, yeah, so this the tree, it went missing, and it came back, and... Here's a stupid question to ask anybody listening. Where would you hide a tree if you had to hide a tree? If you were given a tree from someone, you have to say, you have to hide this tree, where would you hide it? You can contact us on Vectis Radio. I'd love to hear your answers.